Back in 1992, Bruce Springsteen was already overwhelmed by cable TV.
We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Now there are hundreds of channels, and tonight the Discovery Channel is launching yet another one. It's using one of cable's current business models, taking a successful cable channel and creating spin-offs to target a more specific audience. NPR's Allison Bryce reports.
If you want to watch this new channel, Planet Green, you got to go way, way up. If you're in Oklahoma City, it's on channel 286.
The only television network dedicated to living green. Planet Green.
Planet Green president Eileen O'Neill says one of her favorite shows is called Battleground Earth, Ludacris versus Tommy Lee.
Two mega musicians, you know, from the rap world and the rock world, and they did everything from learn about methane produced by cow poop to junk mail issues in Atlanta to green funerals in San Francisco.
What?
His name is Toxic Tommy.
Easy Luda the Polluter.
Luda the Polluter. Is that the best you can do?
Planet Green is only one of 13 Discovery channels in the U.S.
On Discovery Kids.
On Discovery Health.
On the Science Channel.
Only on TLC. Only on Animal Planet.
Only on the Discovery Channel.
The Discovery model, having a parent channel and creating lots of baby channels, is a common practice all over cable. Look at MTV, and then look at MTVU, VH1, VH1 Soul, and on and on. And what makes so many channels possible is its space opened up with satellite and digital cable. Subscribers may have 300, 400, 500 channels. Chuck Thompson of Cable Television Advertising Bureau.
Consumers want more choices. It's about passions. It's about pursuits. They want to have the opportunity to go to something they are in love with.
Thompson says the more narrowly focused the channel, the better the advertisers can pinpoint their audience. Advertisers who buy space on those home improvement shows on the DIY network or the military channel know exactly who their audience is.
This is a channel. There are people who will go there, and advertisers will zero in on that.
One problem with so many channels is finding the ones you really want to watch. Lynette Rice from Entertainment Weekly says that cable networks have given up on asking viewers to remember which channel is which number. Viewers rely on brands and logos.
So they've stopped looking at numbers, and they're just looking for those three or four letters they hold so dear. They're looking for Brav for Bravo, or OXY for Oxygen, or obviously Wii for the Wii channel.
Another problem is that it's hard to fill 24 hours of original programming.
SpongeBob!
So there are going to be a lot of repeats.
SpongeBob!
Nick at Night plays SpongeBob SquarePants 29 hours in a week, for example.
Here we go! I give you Krabby Land!
Even though there are so many repeats, Rice says there is more original programming than ever before.
But given the fact that there are so many cable channels out there, the chances of finding a network that has an original show that you haven't seen before are greater because there's so many choices.
Americans are watching more television, more than 32 hours a week. And according to Nielsen, they're watching less of it on the big broadcast networks. More people watching more cable. Channel 957, anybody? Allison Bryce, NPR News.